Warriors coach Steve Kerr skips Trump inauguration for game prep, still loses by 40. By Warner Todd Houston on January 22, 2025. Left-wing NBA coach Steve Kerr proudly proclaimed Monday that he was skipping Trump's inaugural coverage so he could focus on game prep, yet he still lost by 40 points to Boston that night. As Kerr's Golden State Warriors prepared to face the Boston Celtics on Monday, the rabidly left-wing Kerr was asked how he felt that Trump's inauguration was on the same day as Martin Luther King Jr. Day, according to Fox News. Kerr, though, said he wasn't interested in Trump's big day. "I don't know. I didn't watch the inauguration," he replied. "I chose to watch Celtics tape." The Warriors coach added that he loves to play on MLK Day because of what King's legacy means to the NBA. "I always love playing on MLK Day," Kerr exclaimed. "It's a very significant day for all Americans. And I think the NBA has really kind of adopted it as part of our culture, and I'm very proud of that. I didn't watch the inauguration. I chose to watch Celtics tape." Warriors HC Steve Kerr. Warriors lost by 40 tonight. pic.twitter.com/8t6ofwatch. John Root, at JohnnyRoot underscore, January 21, 2025. But while Kerr may have tried to make it seem as if he was all about business on Monday, by the time the game was over on Monday night, he suffered a huge loss to Boston 125-85. Kerr has spent the better part of a decade excoriating Donald Trump and his voters. But after Trump won, the coach was suddenly conciliatory over how the voters had spoken. "I believe in democracy. I think the American people have spoken and voted for Trump. I want him to do well the next 4 years. I want our country to do well," Kerr said after Trump's huge victory. But he then went back to form and hinted that he thinks there was GOP fraud in 2016 when Trump won his first term. "I'm just thankful there wasn't any fraud this time. Last time, all those illegal immigrants who crashed the border, raped and murdered people and then voted 6 times, that was unfortunate," Kerr ridiculously said. Steve Kerr on the election. Kerr, "I believe in democracy. I think the American people have spoken and voted for Trump. I want him to do well the next 4 years. I want our country to do well." Kerr, sarcastically, "I'm just thankful there wasn't any voting fraud this time." pic.twitter.com/c35pbrc. John Root, at JohnnyRoot underscore, November 6, 2024. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.